So we do it every morning, but no one really has any idea what we're doing. You know, they teach it to you when you're three, but after that, you really, you know, no one ever teaches you how to do Netilas Yadayim. So how exactly do you do Netilas Yadayim in the morning? So Shulchan Aruch says very clearly, but a little bit vaguely, Yadaktek la'arus aleihem mayim shalosh pamim. You throw on your hands three times water, la'havir ruach rosh shor aleihem, to get rid of the ruach rosh, some evil, you know, spirits that are on your hands from the night. Fine, doesn't say how it's done, just three times. Mishnah Berurah says, this is a separate reason. This has nothing to do with the previous shiurim about waking up in the morning like you're a new person or for davening. This is the separate reason why you need to wash Netilas Yadayim in the morning for some ruach ra. Now, what exactly is this ruach ra? Oh, okay, so 1 second. Even if you don't sleep is a good question. But we'll get to that in a second. So what is this ruach ra in general? So the Archas Chaim says it's something called bas melech, this type of tumah, which is, you know, a tumah, and it's on your hands at night. The Beis Yosef, though, cites a slightly different reason, based on the Zohar, that it's to remove this tumah that you get when you die 1/60th, you know, over when a person sleeps, he dies 1/60th, whatever that means, and therefore that the spirits that come on you, this ruach ra that comes when a person is dead, the tumah, you experience that when you wake up, so there's this tumah still on your hand. Now, says Arz Zachayim, the Malbim, that these are two different reasons. Now, what's a nafkamina between these two reasons? A nafkamina would be, says the Drisha, if you sleep during the day. If you sleep during the day, this bas melech apparently doesn't exist during the day. But when you sleep during the day, you still die 1/60th, because every time you sleep, you get the death, the tumah of death, whatever that means. So therefore, you would have to wash your hands when you wake up in the middle of the day. And, you know, the question is with a bracha or not a bracha, so we paskin, you don't make a bracha for other reasons, not relevant to now, that gets into that whole sugya. But the point is that there are these two types of tumas on your hand, which you're trying to get rid of. That is the point of this ruach ra, and that's why we wash Netilas Yadayim in the morning, separate from all those other reasons. That's the background. Now, okay, so how do you get rid of this ruach ra? So all Shulchan Aruch says is three times. Comes along the Knesset Gedolah, and he's on the comment on the Torah and says, you know what you have to do? Three times on your right hand. Make believe this is my cup. Three times on your right hand. One, two, three. Then three times on your left hand. Does anyone want to say they do that? This is... No, no one's raising their hand. Says the Elliot, you do three times. In the morning. In the morning, you do one, two, three on one hand. Then, oh, no, not Motzi, not Motzi. In the morning, you do one, 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 one. Oh, okay. So Mr. Drandoff Paskins like the Knesset Gedolah. Don't worry. I'll tell you why. Knesset Gedolah says that's the way to do it. One, two, three, then one, two, three, right? Three on the right, three on the left. Says the Elie Rabbah, this is the most correct way to do it. Why, says the Elie Rabbah? Because if you transfer it, one, two, if it takes three times to get rid of this ruach ra, that's what the Gemara says, that's what Shulchan Aruch seems to say. So if you wash once on this hand, and now your hand is wet, and you're holding a cup with a wet hand, which is only washed once, now you wash once on the left hand, now you switch the cup back to your left hand, and you wash the second time on the right hand, you're jumping back and forth, the tumah water on your hands, which is still tame until you wash three times, goes on the cup, it's going to go back on your hand, and it's going to be metame your hands. So you think you're so from one, two, one, one, two, back and forth, but really you're just being metame the cup. The cup's water, that little remnants of water is falling back on your hands. You think you're getting rid of the tumah, you're just bringing the tumah back on your hands. That's reason number one why he doesn't like the back and forth. Says the Rabbah, second reason is that what's going to happen, you're going to wash your wrists so much that when you pour it on the, then you're going to pour once in your right hand. Then you're going to hold the cup in your right hand, and you're going to pour it down, you know, shift your hand down, and all the water, which was above your wrist, is going to come back onto your arm, and the water is going to get all mixed up. You're going to end up being metame your hand again. Says the Knesset Gedolah, El Yarabah, the best way to do it is one, two, three on one hand, on the right hand, then one, two, three on the left hand. The problem is that the Arizal disagrees, and the Magen Avraham disagrees. And the Mishnah Berurah only cites that. He doesn't cite the Elie Rabbah and the Knesset Gedolah. So look, if you have a Mesorah that you follow, the Elie Rabbah and the Knesset Gedolah, kol kavod, there's definitely, you don't do it wrong. I can't tell you you've been doing anything wrong, because chas v'shalom, you have a great post. Exactly, you're probably passing like the Elie Rabbah and then the Knesset Gedolah, you're fine. Mishnah Berurah, though, seems to say that the ideal way, though, is to do back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. But he doesn't address the two problems of the Elia Rabba. So I don't know how he gets rid of the fact that some of the water is going to go back on the Kli and is going to be Mitami your hands anymore. I don't know. Mishnah Berurah says that the best way to do it is 1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1. Okay. Now, how many 1-1s? Oh, how many times? My final question. What about, do you do right, left, right, left, right, left? That's three. Or do you do right, left, right, left, right, left, right, left? Says the Vilna Gaon, you need to do it a fourth time. Now, it's just quoted in like a one-liner in his Maaseh Rav that the Vilna Gaon used to do four times. The only explanation they give is because if it takes three times to get rid of the Tumah, so then the third set of water, which is still in your hand, is still tummy. So you need to wipe off that third time with a new set of water. Now, technically, then you could do, if you think about it, you can then do right, left, right, left, right, left, left, right. Because that fourth time makes no difference. The fourth time is just to get rid of any tummy water, which is still on your end. It's not, there's no set way to do it. So that's an interesting thing.
Or you could dry your hands.
Or you could dry yourself after the third time, exactly, and exactly, and to get rid of it. Correct. Now, that they say that is another option,
yeah,
although no one seems...
dry up anyway. Yeah.
Exactly. No, but if they dry... Oh, excellent. I was waiting for someone to say that. They can dry up anyway. If it, you say that, then that's no good. Because if it dries up by itself, then the tumah stays. You need to use some object, the post can say, to get rid of it. So use a towel, that's fine. The problem is that the towel is going to get possibly these tumah waters, and if something else touches the towel, you're a problem. So says the Vilna Gaon, that's why you do it a fourth time. Now for our final question. Well, what about on Yom Kippur? What do you do on Yom Kippur? So says the says Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Yom Kippur, he says like this. Noto adam yodav shachris umevarech al netilas sidai. You wash your hands, sounds like normal on Yom Kippur. And he says, vizar, but be careful that you only do the bare minimum. You go into the kishrei etzbosav, you know, the knuckles, not further than the bare minimum. If you do more than that, then you're getting a benefit. If you wash all the way up to your wrist, all the way up to your elbow, so you're going to get, you're washing yourself, you're now going to wash yourself, obviously, on Yom Kippur. Says the Mishnah Berurah, a cryptic comment. Listen to this. He says, kidarko, you wash your hands normally, kichola, bichola shana, just like all shana, shalosh pa'amim, three times. And that's interesting, because in Hilchos Netilas Yadayim, he cited both opinions, three times and the Vilna Gaon. And over here, the Mishnah Berurah seems to say, on Yom Kippur, three times. Well, what about the Vilna Gaon? Do you follow the Vilna Gaon and do four times on Yom Kippur? Let's say, I don't know, every morning I personally wash four times. I go 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2. Four times. At the Vilna Gaon. Probably a lot of people do. No, anyone else do at the Vilna Gaon? Okay, so what are you going to do on Yom Kippur? You're going to do three times or four times? Mishnah Berurah sounded like, even though we follow by the Vilna Gaon, or that's a good thing to follow the Vilna Gaon in Hilchos Netilas Yadayim, on Yom Kippur, you don't want to do any extra. So you think you're so frum that you follow the Vilna Gaon, but on Yom Kippur, are you supposed to follow the Vilna Gaon?
Can you do four times up to your knuckles?
No, because you're doing anyway the first three times up to your knuckles.
Three with the towel.
Three with the towel. Says Mishnah Berurah vague. I saw the Sefer Shari Ben Yamin, he says the Mishnah Berurah is a little bit cryptic. Is the Mishnah Berurah trying to tell you specifically only three times, or he's just not referencing the Vilna Gaon because he knows, he already talked about the Vilna Gaon in Hilchos Netilas Yadayim. Comes along Reb Nevinsaw. So they all shepherd Reb Nevinsaw about this question. I saw like five sources ask Reb Nevinsaw, and they all say different things what Reb Nevinsaw said. He became like Reb Chaim Kanievsky. So first Reb Nevinsaw, they asked him in like Tavshin Nun or something, which was what, 30 years ago. They asked Reb Nevinsaw, what's the proper way to do it? And he said, he's not sure. Does that mean? So they asked Reb Nevinsaw to explain, what do you mean you're not sure? So he says he's not sure if on Yom Kippur you could wash this fourth time because he's not really sure if there's really an isser of having tumah water on your hands. He says, do we really believe in this tumah water on your hands, bisman hazeh, that we have to wash an extra time? Remember, washing an extra time in Yom Kippur is a d'oraisa isser of inuyim. The pasuk says, you know, this is to wash your hands. So to go, because you were worried about some tumah on your hand, extra thing like the Vilna Gaon, now you're going to go wash your hands an extra time in Yom Kippur. He does not sure if you're allowed to do that. Then the Avnei Derech asked this to Reb Nevinsaw. He said only three times on Yom Kippur. Then in a later version of the Avnei Derech, that was in Chelek Dalet, in Chelek Vav of the Avnei Derech, they asked Reb Nevinson, and Reb Nevinson said, no, you could wash four times. So I don't know. So it seems like there's room to be lenient. Then I saw the Nitei Gavriel cites the Chaznish, it's fine to do four times. And part of the reason is because it's not a rechitza shel tanug. It's not an enjoyable washing. If you go to the bathroom, everyone always makes this mistake. This is like the most Judaism 101 mistakes. Could be go. Think if you go to the bathroom on Yom Kippur, everyone thinks, oh, I'm out to wash my hands. You better wash your hands. But a lot of people, they go to the bathroom, they don't wash their hands. Because that's not a rechitza shel tanug. That's to get off, you know, germs that are on, rightly so, on your hands. You should wash your hands well. You don't worry, you don't only do up to the knuckle.
You should wash your hands once properly.
Wash your hands once properly when? In the morning.
In the morning.
Correct. And that's exactly what he says. So says the Nitei Gavriel, wash your hands four times in the morning. Who cares? That washing is not a washing of tanug. That's a washing what you have to do on Yom Kippur. And you have to do every morning. Says of Shlomo Zalman Arbach, also another Svara, your hands are already wet from the third time, right? So to wash a fourth time on wet hands is not a violation of washing the Yom Kippur, which is a whopper chiddush if you think about it. That the whole problem of washing Yom Kippur is if your hands are dry, to add water. But if your hands are wet already, to add a new water, you're not adding anything because you're not feeling any, I guess you're not feeling the water. Final psak is that Rabbi Yashiv said, Mipiyashmua, only three times. So the upshot is I have no idea what to do on Yom Kippur this year, three times or four times. I guess if you really wash every year, every day, four times, probably there's room to be lenient to wash four times. But if you only do three, you don't have to feel like you're such a rush. You have Rabbi Yashiv to rely upon, so you're fine as well. Shkoyach.